Today is Wednesday, February 2nd, and yes, the groundhog did see a shadow, which means spring is right around the corner. But guess what? If he doesn't see a shadow, what does it mean? Either way, it still means the same thing. Okay, anyway. Tonight's message came about through some difficulties that people have been having lately. And maybe it'll benefit those that are here today. I know two of us won't benefit from it, but we'll have confirmation of what we've already done. The message tonight is regarding, the subject is honoring thy father and thy mother, and what it means to do so. The word tells us in Exodus 20:12, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Now what that means is that, well, let's take a minute first and just explain that this is the first commandment given by the Lord with promise. And what that means is this commandment tells you that if you honor your father and your mother, that your days will be long upon the earth. So what that's telling us is that if you honor your mom and dad, you will have long life. And for that reason, this is the first commandment with promise. It's God saying, if you honor your mom and dad, I am going to do something for you. So you do this, I'll do this. And that's a promise. And that's why this commandment is considered to be the first one listed in the list of the top 10 with promise. Now, to honor your mother and your father means to have a high respect for them. God takes this very seriously. And I want you to understand that. To not honor your father and your mother is an abomination. Abomination to the Bible and to the Lord. God actually takes this so seriously that he considers it a capital offense. And I'm going to get to the scriptures that tells us that. To have high respect for your parents would mean not only what you do for them, but how you treat them. Consideration is another word for honor. Consideration means an act of careful thought or thoughtful or sympathetic regard or respect. Thoughtfulness, basically, is what it means to honor your parents. To honor your mother and your father, you're supposed to respect them. You're supposed to have consideration for them. You're supposed to be thoughtful. You're supposed to be sympathetic. Things that we should do for all men, for everyone that we know, our brothers and sisters alike. You don't know what someone else is going through. And as we've talked many times, people bring a lot of baggage into a relationship. You know, when you go to work, if you've had a bad day at home, you're taking all those feelings, excuse me, and all that frustration with you when you go to work. Sometimes, if you work with the public especially, you have to leave it at the door and act differently when you're at work. You can't really take it out on your customers or the people that you have to deal with. It's the same if you don't work with the public. You have to be careful how you handle things. It's been said that you never, how's that go? You never know what somebody else is going through until you've walked a mile in their shoes. And that's important to remember. You know, we've talked in the past couple weeks about respect and what else, Beth? Prayer. There's been a bunch of different things. One of the things I was going to go after, which I don't remember which message it was, what the title was lately, but we talked about treating others how we want to be treated, and that's really, really important. Selfishness plays a big part in relationships. Relationships that have problems, and that's not just between a man and a woman. It's between mother and daughter, mother and son, father and daughter, father and son, between parents, everybody you have a relationship with. If you are selfish and thoughtless and have no consideration for other people, you're going to have a rough life. You really are, because people tend to treat people the way they're treated. Like if I was to come to you and confront you with an issue, you're going to defend yourself, which is would be expected. It's how you handle it and how you think of things. And the important thing to remember is that Christ tells us that we are supposed to love our neighbor as ourself. And not just those that we love, but our enemies as well. It's easy for somebody to love somebody that loves them. But you're also supposed to love those that hate you. You're supposed to love those that persecute you. And you are called to always reflect the light of God that's within you. And that has to do with honoring people, not just mother and father, although that is very important to the Lord. But having respect for yourself and having respect for other people. You may be going through a lot. There may be a lot of things on your mind. You may have a lot of sorrow. You may have a lot of battles, you know. But stop and consider and think about what they are. Is your mind consumed with paying your bills and where you're going to get money and not having money, or whether or not you're going to be able to do this, that, or the other because you don't have any money? Money, 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 money. If your mind is consumed with money, money is your God. If your mind is consumed with, you know, what you're going to do next, how you're going to do this, how you're going to do that, not coming to church because you're here for 3 hours, time, if time is a big issue for you, your God is time. If you're, you know, there's all kinds of worldly gods, and people don't understand it because they don't see it that way. Well, if all you can do is think about food, what you're going to eat next, when you're going to eat it, and where you're going to eat it at, obviously food is your God. Money, food, time, television, what are you going to watch next? Oh, what's on TV tonight? Da, da, da. If that's your source of thought, if that's your thinking, that's your God. The Word says to have no other gods before Him, and our God, our living God, our Heavenly Father, is very jealous. He has rules that He expects us to follow. And hello, people, it's not that difficult. It's in a book. He wrote them down. You just have to know it. A lot of times people don't want to follow the ways of the Lord. Well, I can tell you, it's not an easy walk, but it's worth it. But the thing of the matter is that when you dedicate your life, even if you just do a trial, okay, say you're not sure. You know who God is, but you're not sure you can make that leap of faith and actually do the things He wants you to do, okay? The Word tells us we should not put our God to the test. And it's really not a testing for God. It's a testing for you to see if you can be obedient to God. Give Him 3 months. Listen to Christian radio. Read the Bible. Don't watch so much TV. Come to church. Do it for 3 months. See what happens. Your life will change. And it'll be for the better. Being considerate and being respectful and being kind and thoughtful for other people is paramount to the ways of the Lord. It's not that hard. It's not that hard to be nice. What's hard is to be nice to the people that aren't nice to you. But that's what Christ did. He was nice to people that weren't nice to Him, and He still loved them. And the Word of God tells us that we are supposed to be like Christ. If we want to go to heaven, if we want to see our parents again, Beth, if you guys want to see your papa and grandma again, that's what you got to do. If you want to see the Lord, if for no other reason, if it doesn't have anything to do with your loved ones that have already gone before us, if you want to see the Lord and you want to live for the rest of eternity rather than dying, that's what you got to do. He'll bless you abundantly in ways you never thought possible. But that's a different message. Today we're talking about honoring our father and our mother. So we're called to be thoughtful. We're called to be caring. I could tell you when my mother was sick, there was, I think, 5 days in all the times that she was in the hospital, in and out of the hospital for that year, there was 5 times that I didn't go to see her. Now, I did have one regret, and that was that I never spent the night with her, which I made sure that I didn't have that same regret with my dad. But that was one thing that I regretted. I never stayed with her she wouldn't have wanted me. She would, you know, she would have been pushing us out the room if had we tried anyway, but it never bothered me. It never bothered me that I went up there and I took care of her and helped her take a shower, do all the things that she needed help with. I never regretted it. I never said I wasted a year of my life. I never did any of that. Did I do it for gain so that I would get something in return? Certainly not, because what I got was far greater. It was that time spent with my mom that I'll never, you know, because I'll never have that again. To do things for your parents, to honor and respect them, is important. It's very important. We may not always agree with their ways. We may not always understand them. But it doesn't matter. They're still our parents. And as such, they deserve respect. They have that position in your life. And that's important. Just so that we understand, respect means to show courtesy and to esteem them, to show them a sense of worth, that you value them in your life, that you value their words, even though you don't like them or you may not understand them, you still value them, you value their opinion. Doesn't mean you have to take it, doesn't mean you have to listen, because you still have free will as well, but you still are respectful with the whole situation. And to esteem means to highly, to regard highly or favorably, to treasure. Now, I don't know how the rest of my sisters feel, but I could tell you that I did treasure my parents. I still do. They were a blessing to me. I'm sad and sorrowful that they are gone, well before I was ready to let them go, but it's important to know that when you grow as an adult and you become an adult, your roles change. Your parents always take care of you until you reach a certain age. Then they become more like your friend, giving you advice, making sure they'll still make sure you're okay. But then in their older years, then the roles reverse and you take care of them. And I was able to see that in my life. Mom and Dad took care of me. They were my friends. I went to them for advice all the time, and they helped me in many ways. And then towards the end of their lives, I was able to take care of them. And that's the way it's supposed to be. Was I always a perfect child? No, of course not. I sinned, I cussed, I was horrible. But there was really only one time. I may not have always did everything right, but there was at least only one time in my life I can remember showing my parents deliberate disrespect. And I paid dearly for that. And I was very young and naive. Excuse me. We're called to respect our parents. We're called to value them. Now, yes, we are, Zoe. Other scriptures I can give you for strength and guidance. Colossians 3:20 says, "Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord." 1 Timothy 5:8 says, "If any provide not for their own, especially for those in his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel." What that means is that within your own home, you are supposed to provide for those that are there. And if you don't, you're worse than an infidel. So even children are supposed to help provide for their parents, help them out, respect them, do what they ask. And parents are supposed to do the same. Now, I mentioned earlier that the Lord considers it a capital offense when you dishonor your parents, and I have a story for you. That I thought, you know, if nothing else, it helps us. Our Wednesday night services are meant to help us learn the word, not necessarily to be preached to, but help us learn the word and to grow in the word. And I want to give you this story that maybe some of you are not aware of. But this is how serious God takes honoring your father and mother. In Deuteronomy chapter 21, verses 18 through 21, the word says, if a man have... Now, Beth, keep this in mind. You could have done this with your kids a long time ago. Listen. If a man have a stubborn and rebellious son, which will not obey the voice of his father or the voice of his mother, and that when they have chastened him, he will not hearken to them. Chasten means obviously to correct them. And if, okay, so you try to correct him and he still doesn't listen. This is what they did back in the Old Testament. Deuteronomy is Old Testament. Okay, so you have a stubborn and rebellious son that just doesn't listen. Doesn't listen to his mother, doesn't listen to his father. Even after they've tried correcting him, he still doesn't listen. And we will apply this to daughters too. Okay, then shall his father and his mother lay hold on him and bring him out unto the elders of his city and unto the gate of his place. So they take the kid and drag him to the elders of the church at the gate of the tabernacle. And they shall say unto the elders of his city, this is our son. This our son is stubborn and rebellious, and he will not obey our voice. This says, it also says, he is a glutton and a drunkard. Well, we won't go that far. But he is stubborn and rebellious. Okay? Now listen to this. Listen to what verse 20, Deuteronomy 21, 21 says. This is how serious God takes it. Okay? And all the men of his city shall stone him with stones that he die. So shalt thou put evil away from among you, and all Israel shall hear and fear. Back in the days of the Old Testament, when they had children that were rebellious and did not listen, they took them to the elders of the city, and they stoned them to death. They put them to death by stoning. Well, stoning is a very horrible death. Could you imagine what it would be like in this city if that was still in place? How many children do you know that disobey their parents? A lot. So if you had a threat of being killed by being stoned, would you be obedient? Would you honor your mother and your father? You definitely might at least think twice about it. That's how serious God takes obeying your parents, honoring your mother and your father. The word tells us that back in that day, they stoned children for less, for being disobedient. Keep in mind that this commandment is the fifth commandment, and it applies to physical parents and by all extensions of all other positions of authority. As long as the other positions of authority aren't breaking God's commandments, obviously. If someone's breaking God's commandments, even your parents, that doesn't mean you necessarily have to listen and do what they tell you to do, especially if it tells you to go against the word of God. But you are called to honor your parents. Be grateful that you have them. And my biggest point is you may not always understand their ways. But when you become an adult and you look back, sometimes it makes a lot of sense. It's important to understand how seriously God takes it. It's important to realize that we really are called to respect not only our parents, but adults, your pastor, your leaders in your schools, all those, your boss. You're called to respect authority. The word tells us as adults we're to obey the laws of the land, and that would include our bosses. But the word also tells us to remember you don't work for OMC. You don't work for Speedway, Jonathan. You don't work for Timbers. You work for God, because everything within His kingdom is His. You work for Him, so you're supposed to honor and glorify God by obeying what people tell you to do. And honoring your mother and your father, God takes it very seriously. It's my last scripture for you tonight. Not a real long message. Proverbs 20:20 tells us, whoso curseth his father or his mother, his lamp shall be put out in obscure darkness. Darkness is where sin dwells. God will make sure that he leads and guides you, and you will pay for cursing your parents. It's important not to do. It's important to obey them. It's important to have respect for them. And to realize, and maybe even to be grateful, that we don't live back in the time of the Old Testament. For even rebellious daughters, I'm sure, were put to death as well. Find strength in the Lord's word. Everything you ever need to know, all answers to life's questions, are in that book. There's so much stuff in there, we haven't even begun to touch briefly on it. There's all kinds of things in there. And, you know, maybe we'll continue to be able to touch each of these as they come up and be able to receive the word of God. But there is a lot. And I encourage you to seek your answers from the Lord. Even if you don't have a Bible, if you've got internet, you can Google anything. You really can, and get your answers. But remember that we're called to put others first, and to respect them, and to honor the Lord's wishes. Amen. That's the message for tonight. Does anybody have any questions or anything to add? Zoe's eating her bottle, so I'm sure she don't want to say anything at the moment. Alrighty. If all hearts and minds are clear, then we could stand for dismissal. Beth, you could just